Now, as part of our ongoing series on garden birds, common birds that are around us every day and night, and we might not know much about them, and we might not know what they sound like, we're going to feature today a very common bird, the willow warbler. I'm joined by Angus Kennedy of Nature Northwest, and Angus is going to play, first of all, the sound of the willow warbler. Angus, that's a very common sound. You know, you don't have to go far in the outdoors to hear that.
A very common sound of a very common bird. And the willow warbler is a funny one, because not many people have heard of it or know what it looks like. But it's one of our most common migrants, probably the most common migrant that comes to Ireland after the swallow. There's over 1 million willow warblers, it's estimated, come into Ireland every year from Africa. They arrive around about April time, and the minute they land, spread all over the country, and the minute they land, they start singing that beautiful song.
And with their looks, they wouldn't be very distinctive, would they?
They're not. They're a small little bird, and like all of the warbler family, and they're insect eaters, so they've got this tiny, fine little beak. If you think of a robin's beak, like a little robin's beak, but it's a small, browny, olivey green bird. So if you look carefully for them in the willow trees and in the shrubs, you'll see them. They nest very low down. They're most likely in your garden, if you've got any nice cover at all. But they keep hiding, but that song is the thing that gives away their presence, because they're very loud. So well known, yeah.
And they come all the way from Africa, and in big numbers. And once they arrive here, as you say, they spread out across the country.
Spread out across the country, because what it's all about for them is claiming a territory. So it's the males that sing. They proclaim their territory, or mark out their territory, by singing to all the other male willow warblers. And they also attract a mate this way. And they'll keep singing right up until around about the middle of June, when their breeding season is finishing. And they'll sing and they'll sing and they'll sing. And they'll own a little patchy or garden marking it out with that song.
And what do they eat?
Well, they eat bugs, lots and lots of bugs. So they're following the bugs. So they're kind of following the summer, really. So a bit like the swallow that heads off in September time, the willow warblers will head off in September too, following the warmer weather with the bugs.
Okay. Well, let's hear the distinctive sound of the willow warbler once again.
It descends down. It's an easy one to remember. It starts off very high and gets lower and lower and lower. And it always sounds to me like it's changing its mind in the middle and then tries again.
A great reminder of warm summer evenings. Angus, thank you.
Thanks very much.